WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Sometimes you just have to walk away. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. That's what President Trump says, wrapping up meetings with the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un with no new deal. In Hanoi, Vietnam, here's Fox's Simon Owen.
Chris, the summit's here breaking up early, with President Trump saying it was clear the two leaders were at odds.
It was a very interesting 2 days, and I think actually it was a very productive 2 days, but sometimes you have to walk.
The president saying Kim Jong-un demanded U.S.-led sanctions imposed on North Korea for its nuclear weapons be lifted.
I want to take off the sanctions so badly because I want that country to grow. That country has got such potential, but they have to give up more.
President Trump saying Kim did pledge that he won't resume nuclear and missile testing. Chris.
Simon, the president says it was wrong for Congress to hold a hearing with his former attorney Michael Cohen during the Kim summit. More on that from Fox's Rachel Sutherland in D.C.
Chris, President Trump called his former lawyer a liar and said the timing of the hearing was shameful.
They could have made it 2 days later or next week, and it would have been even better.
The president said Cohen was not lying when he said he hadn't seen any evidence of collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia.
I call it the witch hunt. This should never happen to another president.
Cohen did tell lawmakers he saw no direct evidence, but added,
I have my suspicions.
Cohen will testify privately today before the House Intelligence Committee. Chris?
Rachel, thank you. Amazon is cracking down on fake merchandise passed off as brand name.
The change allows brand owners to delete listings on their sites for counterfeit products. The Wall Street Journal says a new tool will generate a unique code for each product unit. It can be printed onto a package or attached with a sticker to verify it's authentic.
That's Fox's Jenny Casola in New York. Ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, Dow futures are down 23 points. This is Fox News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-597-0315. That's 800-597-0315. 800-597-0315. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
House passes a measure to expand background checks for gun sales.
The Democratic-controlled House has approved a bill requiring federal background checks for all firearm sales and transfers. By a vote of 240 to 190, lawmakers backed the first major gun control legislation considered by Congress in nearly 25 years. But its future looks bleak in the Republican-controlled Senate, and President Trump's promising a veto, saying the bill could block someone from borrowing a firearm for self-defense. Democrats say that argument's misleading and that gun owners have a responsibility to ensure firearms are properly handled.
Fox's Jill Nato. The man accused of killing five people in a Maryland newspaper office is back in court today.
Attorneys for Jared Ramos are weighing the possibility of changing their client's plea from not guilty to not criminally responsible by reason of insanity. And today they'll have a chance to ask for more details about the charges Ramos faces. He is charged with first-degree murder and the deaths of five Capital Gazette employees who were killed when police say Ramos blasted his way into their newsroom in Annapolis last summer. His lawyers have until March 15th to file the plea change. Trial is set for June. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Voters in North Dakota approved medical marijuana 2 years ago. Now they have to wait just one more day for the first dispensary to open.
North Dakota's first medical marijuana dispensary was supposed to open today, but it won't. It's been pushed to tomorrow. Acreage Holdings was going to open up The Botanist in Fargo, but the company just passed city inspection, so things got pushed. While voters rejected legalizing recreational marijuana this past fall, the state's medical marijuana division hopes to have more medical medical dispensaries operating in the state this autumn.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Economic growth slowed to a rate of 2.6% in the fourth quarter of last year. That's the slowest quarter since the beginning of 2018, but GDP growth for all of 2018 came in at 2.9%. That's the best in 3 years. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Menicelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Plans are moving forward for the next phase of the MCOR project. WCIA says the next phase is set to kick off next month. The next phase involves Armory, Wright, and several other side streets in the area. A man faces multiple charges for allegedly stealing items belonging to a University of Illinois student. It happened Monday at Granger Engineering Library. Authorities say 29-year-old Raymond Gwynn of Champaign stole a student's wallet, backpack, and a coat and used the victim's debit card at two locations. A Champaign man has been convicted of shooting a man on Springfield Avenue in 2017. 26-year-old Cameron Ross was found guilty of aggravated battery with a firearm for shooting the man. He also was convicted of unlawful use of weapons by a felon for having a gun in his possession when he was arrested the day of the shooting. It took a jury about 2.5 hours to convict him. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Menicelli.
Well, when I went to Honda BMW and we were looking, my lease was up. I was leasing my CRV and talked to, of course, Craig and Christian Wallace and, of course, Ben Quattrone and said, well, let's take a look at the new CRV. Mm-hmm. And some of the bells and whistles, because I'm not great at bells and whistles because I never know how to use them, but they show you exactly what to do. Before you leave the lot, they'll go through everything so you understand it. So I told you I was driving the other morning at 1:30 in the morning back from Midway picking up Grace and Janet. They were in Orlando, and my steering wheel started shaking, and the print came up of a cup of coffee and said, driver not alert, time for a break. And it kind of said, I was like, wow, who's watching me? Where's the little camera? Are they watching my eyes? What's going on? Because we all get tired driving.
Sure.
Honda BMW, they've got all the vehicles you might want. Maybe you want something pre-owned. They've got all makes and models there. And, of course, the BMW side, it's just an award-winning dealership that you ought to know about. If you've never been, it's off Neal at Burwash and Savoy. Just walk in and say, okay, I've heard they're an award-winning dealership. What's this look like?
Mm-hmm.
And I believe you'll be very pleasantly surprised at how gracious and how nice, because every day it's like Disney. They got to be on stage because they're this award-winning dealership.
Right.
So the pressure's on every day. We put your socks on. Let's go to work.
It was a great experience in the new BMW with BMW Charlie in the passenger seat showing you the bells and whistles.
Man, there's a lot of bells and whistles in BMW.
I know it.
Man. Anyway, Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com, drivechampagne.com.
Dining out, you want easy parking. A restaurant with a full bar. Chefs who prepare great gourmet cuisine, appetizers, and casual fare to satisfy and surpass every standard. Date night, family gatherings, events, and parties where no doubt quality and service is assured. Does such a place exist? Yes, Houlihan's does, and it's here in Champaign. It's inside the spacious iHotel, where you can get a room as accommodating as the restaurant. Houlihan's Restaurant and Bar, just south of the State Farm.
3-5, 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Up to 32, down to 24 with the clouds. Morning clouds, afternoon sunshine. We're bringing on March with a high 40, low 26. More clouds on Saturday's forecast with a high 30. Low 22, up into the mid-20s, down into the single digits with snow in the forecast on Sunday. 20 now, ESPN 93.5.
Health officials want to make sure parents know how to protect their kids now that measles cases are popping up. Specializing in internal medicine is Dr. Rosemary Bates. Doctor, how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys doing this morning?
Fine. I wonder, is the measles and anything else popping up because kids aren't getting the shots like we used to?
Absolutely. There's no doubt in my mind. So, I mean, most people that get measles are actually unvaccinated, right? It's still common in many parts of the world, like Europe and Asia and the Pacific and Africa. So when travelers with measles come here to the States, they're either, you know, American or foreign born, and they're bringing it with them, then basically they're bringing measles back into the States, and then it's spreading in these communities in the States where these groups of people are unvaccinated.
Yeah.
So absolutely, that's the cause.
Okay, so here's the case. A parent can, they have the prerogative to say, okay, I don't like what happens with immunization. I'm against immunization. And to them, I say, okay, that's fine, but just you can't come to public schools or be around my child.
Okay, and it's a tough one, and I've seen, you know, there's various, you know, proposals of different bills where they're really honestly going to double down on these things. And I do think that's a tough one, and I think, you know, it sort of goes to, I think we're getting a little off topic, but it sort of goes to the point is to where, so do your personal rights end when they start affecting everyone else? You know, tough questions, but certainly we absolutely know that the, you know, we know vaccinations are safe. You know, we know vaccinations are safe. We know they're effective.
Yeah.
You know, the MMR, you know, we recommend two shots, you know, one between 12 and 15 months, the others for 4 and 6. And that gives you a 97% protection.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know about that 3 in 100. But if, in fact, you know, this very tiny amount of people with the vaccination get it, it's much milder, and evidently they cannot, it's not very easy to pass that on. Because measles is extremely contagious.
Mm. And what happens with measles? It's a fever, it's bumps all over, what else? Yeah. It's been so long since they even addressed that.
Yeah. So, again, super, super contagious. If a person with measles is in a room and coughs or sneezes, listen, 9 out of 10 people are going to catch measles, number one.
Man.
Number two is, you can catch it up to 2 hours in that room after that infectious person has left.
Wow.
So like you say, yeah, it's a virus, sort of a cough, runny nose, red eyes, high fever, and then followed by this rash that sort of starts down from the forehead, goes down the body, red, we call it sort of a papular rash, miserable. And you are contagious 4 days prior to the rash, when, of course, you may well not know that you have it, to 4 days after the rash. And again, it's super contagious, and it can have some serious complications.
Wow. And is it worse in older people?
You know, a lot of these are, yes, because of pneumonia, because of pneumonia and this sort of rare encephalitis. So, yeah, we do think that. And then I wonder is, you know, kids are just a lot more resilient. I would say kids are a lot more resilient. And of course, kids are going to get the care from us adults right now. Who takes care of us, right?
Yeah, yeah. From London? What part around London? Where are you?
Yeah, about 80 miles north of London, yep, in a town called Northampton. But listen, been in Texas for 32 years, so I'm just nearly getting that Texas accent down, right?
I don't think so, man. That's amazing. You've been there so long, and you sound like you're from London. That's awesome. Rosemary, nice meeting you. Thank you for the information. I appreciate it.
Thank you. You have a great day.
You as well, Dr. Rosemary Bates.
Since we're on the topic, I'm on the Champaign-Urbana Public Health District on the situation that has reported two more cases of measles in our area. The third case was quarantined during the entire infectious period. The fourth case is pending genotyping from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. All four measles cases are no longer infectious.
Okay. Because, I mean, she said four before, but it was like 2 weeks, right?
I know.
8 to 10 days?
Yes.
Holy moly.
So,
yeah,
and I had a friend whose roommate had the measles.
Well, you're going to get it if you didn't get your shots, right?
She had her shots.
Oh, boy. So she said 90%. She was in the 3%. That's too bad. Sounds miserable. 8:15, sports headlines coming up. Sports headlines of Friday. The Illini gave it an effort, did not beat Purdue, but I thought they played pretty well for 30 minutes.
That's right. In fact, it was neck and neck most of the time. It was just that last stretch. 73-56 was the final as the Boilermakers got their fourth straight win, and that was out of Mackey Arena. Back in action on Sunday at 5:30, Roger Montgomery from Villa Grove will be going to the game, thanks to ESPN 93.5. Penn State upset number 17 Maryland 78-61 yesterday. Villanova over number 10 Marquette 67-61. And looking at the Texas Tech over Oklahoma State score, 84-80 was the final there. On to other Illini news, Brian Baumgartner, Big Ten Golfer of the Week. Congratulations to them. Moving on to the NBA, Dallas over the Pacers. Bulls beat Memphis. Pacers in action against Minnesota tonight. Blackhawks over the Anaheim Ducks, 4-3. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Well, UC Bank is standing by. They're so good at what they do. And as you celebrate, you know, whatever occasion, maybe that occasion, whether it be a birthday, anniversary, maybe you think about that love letter for an estate plan.
Mm-hmm.
People don't generally like talking about all that. But boy, it'll be peace of mind knowing that something happens, it's you're all set up. Busey can help you prepare an estate plan that ensures your family and financial goals are met after you're gone. According to a survey from caring.com, more than half of Americans, 60%, do not have an up-to-date estate plan. Complete a message to my loved ones. The packet will help outline your life, your legacy, your wishes. Make it nice and clear, nice and easy. You don't want that loved one saying, what do I do? I'm not sure what they wanted. Just take care of it. Busey Wealth Management, there to guide you through the estate planning process. Call 800-67-BUSEY to discuss your wishes and to request a message to my loved ones. It's all from your good friends from Busey. Investment products and services not FDIC insured may lose value. No bank guarantee. Let's check your ESPN 93.5 3-day weather from the National Weather Service.
Cloudy with a high 32 expected today, down to 24 tonight. Morning clouds, afternoon sunshine, high 40 expected tomorrow, down to 26. That's good for those coming in town for unofficial.
If anybody's coming in town,
okay.
Unofficial, you are not welcome.
High 37 on Saturday, partly cloudy, down to around 22. Morning snow in the forecast Sunday with a high 25 down into the single digits. Only up 13 down to 2 for Monday.
Whoa.
Right now the temperature's at 20 on ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, coming to Champaign-Urbana, drink a kegger and throw up on my street. That's just so fun. Remember when you don't, when you blacked out?
I don't get it.
Okay, ESPN 93.5. I think they're doing a great job kind of discouraging unofficial.
Agreed.
820.
From the Fox Business Network, the economy expanded at a stronger-than-expected pace at the end of last year. The gross domestic product reading for the fourth quarter is 2.6%. More people were filing for unemployment benefits last week, though the increase is still within the level of a healthy job market. The number of new claims increased by 8,000 to 225,000. JCPenney is closing more stores. It will shut 18 full-service JCPenney locations later this year, including 3 already targeted for closure. It will also close 9 home and furniture stores. However, JCPenney's holiday quarter was stronger than expected. Boeing has a major order for its new 777-9 jetliner from IAG, parent company of British Airways. It is buying at least 18 of the planes. It's expected to eventually replace the 747. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
I'm calling Dick Van Dyke Appliance World today. Because that my ice maker and water thingy, my floogie, doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And imagine the distress of pushing my cup up against it and nothing comes out. It's really hard because that means I have to go to the tap. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, largest independent appliance dealer in Central Illinois. They have a location on Neal before you get to the mall driving north on Neal.
Mm-hmm.
And that way you can get that done. So if I call them, they'll come out. It's like $35 just to walk in, which isn't very much these days.
Mm-hmm.
And then Russell will see it and go, man, you want to get a new one? That's kind of how he sounds, too. Good guy from Bemet. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, the largest independent appliance dealer in Central Illinois. What you looking for? Maytag, Electrolux, Bosch, Frigidaire, GE, Whirlpool. Just give them a call. Or you can go online. Appliance-world.com, appliance-world.com for Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Wow!
That's right.
I just love this.
So people are like, oh, it's unrealistic. Oh, it's vague. Oh, it doesn't address this little minute thing. And I'm like, you try. You do it.
Right.
Because you're not. So until you do it, I'm the boss.
That's it.
She's the boss. And there was a picture of her with the chief of staff at a restaurant where the chief of staff was actually eating a hamburger because she's against cow flatulence. So I think that's a little much.
I do, too.
I mean.
And airplanes.
Yeah, no airplanes. Here's what should happen for Bernie and for everybody on the far left. If you think we should get rid of airplanes and cars, then I suggest you not use them. There is no better to lead the way than by example. When you get in your private jet, and you do, it doesn't make any sense. You need to take a stand. You need to say, I will use mass transit. and I will use other means to set the tone because everybody's watching me. I don't believe in planes. I don't believe in all this carbon. I won't use any of it. And that way you're going, man, okay. You know, I think it's crazy, but at least you're consistent. Bernie has three homes. You think he's taking private aircraft? I think so.
Probably.
You can't do what these people do efficiently if you don't have a private jet. Ooh, that's a carbon neutral. Yeah. Bernie has three homes and he's fudging on his taxes as far as revealing things. You know, a socialist with three homes, is that not a little, I mean, if you're gonna talk the talk, walk the walk. That's all. I love this.
So people are like, oh, it's unrealistic. Oh, it's vague. Oh, it doesn't address this little minute thing. And I'm like, you try. You do it.
Right.
Because you're not. So until you do it, I'm the boss.
Okay. And will the Democrats impeach Donald Trump? I think the whole Michael Cohen hearing kind of leaning that way. I'll ask John Decker live from the White House. He'll be coming up. I'll ask him about that. Is this all positioning for the impeachment? And at this point, I'd say, come on, impeach him. If you got all this stuff on him, by gosh, we got to get rid of him. And we'll see how the 2020 election turns out. You know, and you spend 2 years, there won't be anything getting done. But that's what you guys want to do if you got back in power. Go get that bad guy. See what John Decker reporting here in just a moment. Stand by. It's whatever day this is. Thursday. March is tomorrow.
Yes.
ESPN 93.5.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. The summit over North Korean nukes ends abruptly and without a deal. At a solo press conference, President Trump saying you
always have to be prepared to walk.
Saying Kim Jong-un was not ready to fully denuclearize before heading back from Vietnam. The president also blasting his former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, who testified before the House Oversight Committee yesterday.
He lied a lot, but it was very interesting because he didn't lie about one thing. He said no collusion with the Russian hoax.
What Cohen said was that he had no direct evidence, but he had suspicions. Cohen now back on Capitol Hill to talk behind closed doors to a congressional panel investigating Russian interference. And a former St. Louis County teaching assistant accused of sexually abusing a boy at school now accused of conspiring to kill the 7-year-old and the child's mother. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Menicelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A Champaign man has been convicted of shooting a man on Springfield Avenue in 2017. 26-year-old Cameron Ross was found guilty of aggravated battery with a firearm for shooting the man. He also was convicted of unlawful use of weapons by a felon for having a gun in his possession when he was arrested the day of the shooting. It took a jury about 2.5 hours to convict him. Walmart is making a change in their stores, and it means that some people with disabilities might have a tough time doing those positions. Walmart is replacing their traditional greeter roles with customer hosts who will still greet customers but have added and more physically demanding responsibilities. To qualify to be a host, they need to be able to lift 25-pound packages, climb ladders, and stand for long periods of time. The AP said affected associates were told last week that their positions would be eliminated on April 26th. And become the host roles. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Menicelli.
All right, here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Clouds today with a high 31, down to 24 this evening, 40 tomorrow. Morning clouds, afternoon sunshine. We've got a high of 37, down to 22 for Saturday's forecast, and morning snow in the forecast on Sunday. Right now, the temperature's at 21 on ESPN 93.5.
Okay, John Decker from the White House coming up in just a bit. I talked marijuana.
Yes.
Because the state of Illinois is probably, most likely, in fact, 100% likely, they're going to legalize marijuana.
And Dr. John Diben is a doctor of health sciences and therapist.
And I ask him, is this a gateway drug?
So there is no question. The research is really, really clear. Well, first of all, let me say this. Marijuana is a drug. That's an important place to start. Sometimes when we say it's a gateway drug, it almost makes it sound like it's a junior drug, where it has less impact than other drugs. And though it has different impact than other drugs, it is certainly in the category of addictive drugs. There's an old kind of wives' tale that marijuana is not addictive, that we've known for a long, long, long time that that's not true. So first of all, we have to start there, that marijuana is a drug, as is alcohol, as is nicotine, as is other, you know, things that are legal and illegal. But does the question of whether or not statistically people are more likely to start with marijuana and then go on to harder drugs, there is pretty clear evidence that when young people, so when people start smoking marijuana or using marijuana in adolescence, they are statistically much more statistically higher likelihood that they will go on to other drugs. That correlation is not as clear with adults. So if a 30-year-old goes out and starts smoking marijuana today, we don't have currently documented evidence that that's going to lead to higher drugs. But we know for certain when people start young, they are more likely to use other drugs.
Okay, so we had that from Dr. John Dybin. He's an addiction specialist, and some people will disagree, and some people say it's not true, but he's an addiction specialist, and he says the research is pretty clear. I guess there's good news if you're 30 and you want to smoke marijuana. It's not going to affect your brain as much as it would if you're 15.
That's right.
So there's that.
Your brain's not fully developed until 25.
Yeah. So, you know, and I don't know if any studies have been done because, you know, people don't really want to come out when they're 14 and admit they're smoking marijuana. But what do you like when you're 34? I mean, is there evidence that there's been damage? I would guess some cases maybe.
Right.
I mean, I don't know.
On a personal experience, people forget things from their early stages of life.
You think that's from the marijuana or because they have a bad memory? I mean, it's hard to know.
True.
But
I would say the marijuana didn't help.
Well,
when I'm at a reunion and I have a friend of mine who's visiting and they can't remember teachers' names and things that happened in high school when it was very impactful.
And so
in
you
my
said
life.
You're just a pothead anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
Or I called them a grit, actually.
They're called a grit?
Back in the day.
What's a grit?
A burnout, you know, resin head.
Okay, well, I thought you ate grits. See, I'm off the terms, too.
That was back in the 80s.
I would like to revisit, maybe have this gentleman on again from Florida, addiction specialist, Origins something.
OriginsRecovery.com.
Oh, and he does addictions all the time. And we had somebody, a former addict, actually text in and say, I was there.
Absolutely.
And totally is a gateway. And I think it's just like a lot of things. It depends on your makeup, your chemistry makeup, on what you're more drawn to.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're all our bodies and systems are somewhat different. You know, so it's just going to depend. But his conclusion of saying you're going to have in Illinois more people smoking and driving and people dying.
Well, that was Dee's comment too. People use drugs that they're going to try regardless of the order in which they had them because of access. Pot is more likely to be a first drug because the buzz is very pleasant. Therefore, it's more popular and it's more accessible. To conclude that it's not necessarily leading users to more and harder substances is flawed reasoning.
I don't know. It's not reasoning. It's research. You don't just say, I don't think so. You look at the research, and the research says it is. So, for medical marijuana, if you've got illness, sickness, and your doctor thinks this is going to help you, I'm for that because you're sick. That's okay. I mean, you're taking drugs anyway, and probably the other pills you're taking are worse than the marijuana and some of the stuff it does to you. But if you're sick, I think it's a different deal. It's a medicine or some sort of relaxant or whatever it does. But recreational, to raise money in Illinois, I mean, I don't think it's a good idea. I think you have more stuff, and you can say alcohol's worse, and it is, but it doesn't mean you should adopt something that's bad, but not as bad as alcohol. It's still bad. The results, I mean, in the extreme cases, you're going to have accidents, and it's going to be bad.
Mm-hmm.
So why go there? Well, they smoke it anyway. Everybody smokes it anyway. Now we can make money in the state of town. I get the reasoning, but I just don't think that's the right, because when the government says it's okay, like the lottery, it feels like fun. Everybody says it's fine, it must be okay.
That's right.
In the case of marijuana, if you've got addiction people thinking it's a gateway to other things, even if it's not a gateway for everybody, for some, then you got to deal with all that. Just like you would with gambling. You know, gambling, same thing, you got problems. People got to be treated. They go crazy. And we have little casinos in about every corner.
But there's a texter saying prohibition never works.
Well, I agree. I don't like alcohol in excess. I'm not against drinking. I'm just against drinking and driving. I'm against drinking in excess.
Mm-hmm.
Have a wine, have a beer, whatever you want to do. It's your life. I just don't think it's a good idea to go nuts, which tends to be the trend on campus, binge drinking, where you don't remember anything. So if something bad happens to you, could testify because you don't remember. And you think it happened, but you're not sure.
Well, and I feel like some of that early drinking culture is they weren't allowed to do that when they were under their parents' watch and in their parents' home. That now that they're on their own, they want to experiment and they go overboard.
I can see that once or twice or three times, four times. But there are people trying to lose themselves. There's deeper issues, I think. I think there's a lot of issues with people not sure what they're doing. They're reaching, they're not happy, they're getting over something, they're resenting something. I think they bury feelings doing it over and over and over and over. That's what I think. I think everybody stumbles, and if they make mistakes, I certainly did drinking too much in the early days. I never did it again because I didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if you do it every Friday and look forward to it and you binge drink and can't remember and you buy the dumpster and your friends have, that's a problem. You got issue. Oh, they're just college. I think it's deeper than that when you go that far.
Yeah.
It's one thing to have too many beers. It's another thing to always be passed out. There's issues there. And I don't think anybody would refute that.
Right.
What are you doing it all the time? It hurts you. Why are you hitting yourself like that?
Unofficial this weekend.
No, I think we'll be better. I think our people have done a great job, University of Illinois Police and all those. I mean, everybody gets together and meets, and I think they've really done a good job de-emphasizing, making it not as fun to come into my town and trash my stuff. I don't want you. Why do I want you to come here and get drunk and hurt something or hurt yourself?
Right.
8:40, John Decker, live at the White House, moments away.
Hey, everybody. It's Shane from Rosati's Pizza. Rosati's Pizza is serving up a fish special just for Lent.
All right, sports headlines, ESPN 93.5, just 17 minutes from the Jeremy Warner Show. Stand by.
And we'll get more details, I'm sure, about the Purdue win over the Illini in Mackey Arena yesterday. 73-56 was the final. Next up for our Illini, Northwestern on Sunday at 5:30. Congratulations, Roger Montgomery of Villa Grove, a winner of tickets here on ESPN 93.5. Penn State over number 17, Maryland, 78-61. Iowa is trending now with bad language in the focus as the basketball coach Fran McCaffrey suspended for berating an official in Iowa's loss to Ohio State on Tuesday. That's a $10,000 fine for violating sportsmanship. It was in the hallway, at least. It wasn't like out on the court.
Well, he did something, and he
I saw the language, and wow. It's pretty harsh.
He apologized, but he's got a temper, they say.
Yeah.
Fran McCaffrey, head coach of Iowa, would be out two games to get suspended.
He looks a little like Will Ferrell. I can see this evolving into a movie that would be kind of fun.
I don't think Fran McCaffrey's that big.
Okay. And then the play-by-play announcer, Gary Dolphin, who's been doing this since the mid-90s, used the word King Kong at the end of the game, describing a player, and now the PC police has him in
trouble.
Well,
he referenced a player saying King Kong, and the guy was African-American.
Right.
That's going to get you in trouble.
Should have said big monster.
Is it a monster at the end of the game?
Yeah, you just some kind of other animal.
Yeah, some other animal.
Yeah. So Blackhawks won, which was great. Dallas over the Pacers. They've got Minnesota tonight. Bulls over Memphis, 109-107. That's sports. I'm Diane Deuce.
Mr. John Decker, live at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Fox News reporter next.
Are you looking to outfit your organization or company in T-shirts or professional attire? Game Day Spirit specializes in custom corporate apparel with brands like Nike, Under Armour, Cutter & Buck, and more. Game Day Spirit guarantees high-quality screen printing and embroidery with on-time delivery and is a local, small business right here in Champaign. Game Day Spirit wants to work with you to upgrade your look. Email sales@gamedayspirit.com to set up a meeting and receive a quote.
What are you looking for in a car dealership? Great deals? Check. Tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time? Check. Customer service that's in tune with your needs?
check. They're a Honda President's Award-winning dealership. They're Honda BMW Champaign. They are one of the best Honda dealers in America. So before you buy a vehicle, see what an award-winning dealership looks like. They're off Neil at Burwash and Savoy. Go online to Honda BMW at drivechampaign.com.
Hi, this is Vanessa Duncan. Support over 1,000 Special Olympics athletes in Region I with our 5K Donut Dash at the Lake of the Woods March 9th. Registration at 8 a.m. with the kickoff at 9. Then it's the 19th anniversary Polar Plunge in Mahomet with registration at 10 and the plunge kicking off at noon. Hashtag freezing for a reason. Wear your crazy costumes and join in the fun. Get donations going now with details on our website at www.plungeillinois.com.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. The young guy was new at his job, and the boss was shadowing him at the register for the first day. Things were going okay, but the young man was pretty nervous with the boss watching over his shoulder. He could not blow the opportunity because he was helping his parents. His dad was recently laid off, and his mother had cancer. Midway through the shift, a customer came up and recognized him from a previous job. The young man could not remember the customer and had no idea if their previous interactions had been good, bad, or other. Lucky for the rookie, though, the customer launches into a whole speech about how amazing the young man was, right in front of the boss. The young man wanted to reach across the counter and hug her. She completely made his day and gave him confidence, and the boss smiled and was pleased with him. Moral of the story? Kind actions, no matter how little, make a huge impact on the receiver. Let's choose to act kindly. We will all need it ourselves someday. I'm Habib Habib, and this was your Motivational Minute.
Celebrate Stone Creek Golf Club's 20th season with a yearly membership pass now on sale. For wintertime dining, enjoy Addie's Bar and Grill. It's open to the public year-round. Make daily lunch or dinner an occasion with party and event rooms for your friends and clients. Their warm atmosphere and 11 TVs for viewing sports makes dining an inviting alternative. Delicious entrees, sandwiches, and appetizers with drinks make Addie's your favorite neighborhood eatery. Take some time to dine off South Windsor in Urbana.
John Decker, John Decker, John Decker.
I want to talk to John Decker. He is the one we know. I want to talk to John Decker. He's at the White House in press room.
Do you do TV stand-ups very often? Because I saw you last weekend.
Yeah, I do. I didn't know that. Was that the first time you saw me?
I was, and I said, well, it must be, are you just mostly weekends? I mean, when do you take a day off?
Yeah, you know, I do typically do Saturdays with Fox News Channel, and so, you know, and they have me on there to sort of wrap up the week, talk about legal issues, and there certainly are a lot of legal issues to talk about these days.
Well, that's right. You are the only reporter/legal lawyer in the press room, ladies and gentlemen, as pointed out by Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Very impressive.
Okay, John Decker, the Michael Cohen hearings, here's how I've kind of, first of all, it's during the Hanoi thing, which I was bothered by. They called a witness going to prison for lying, rejected by Democrats when he actually said good things about Donald Trump, got caught by CNN in a bold-faced lie yesterday, and then represented by Hillary Clinton's lawyer. I've got a lot of issues with all that.
Well, yeah, you raised a number of issues. Now, you know, would any federal prosecutor base their case around someone like Michael Cohen? The answer is no. He's a convicted liar. He lied to Congress twice. He's going to prison for 3 years. But does he have an interesting narrative? Yes, it is interesting. A lot of it's uncorroborated. Most of it's uncorroborated. But I think it opens the door for Democrats to have additional hearings. And they move Stevie on the path, not saying it's going to happen, but they move on the path to the possibility of bringing articles of impeachment against the president.
I think the left wants that. I think Nancy Pelosi seems reticent because of what it means. Nothing will get done, and then 2020 will be a total referendum. And as we saw with Bill Clinton, wasn't there more empathy for Bill Clinton after they tried to impeach him?
Yes, absolutely. His approval ratings went up, and the midterm elections were not a disaster in any way, shape, or form for Democrats. They actually benefited by what Republicans tried to do to Bill Clinton with impeachment in the 1990s. So, yes, Nancy Pelosi was around back then, and she is well aware of what happened when you sort of bite off more than you can chew.
How do you balance the AOCs and the Nancy Pelosis?
Yeah, that's the tough thing. I mean, look, John Boehner and Paul Ryan, you know, they had to do the same thing with the right wing in their caucus, right? You want to sort of move through with legislative priorities at the same time. You want to accommodate members of your caucus, and I think that's the difficult balancing act that Nancy Pelosi has as the House Speaker. Because let's face it, the left part of the party is getting more and more powerful, gaining more and more strength, and having more and more of a voice within the party. And she has to listen to those folks because they put her in power.
Well, I feel like I'm kind of on the playground, and we're doing that thing when we were like nine.
So until you do it, I'm the boss.
Yeah, you know, that's just how I feel about it. It's like, okay, we're playing tag, and if you can't coordinate it, I'm the boss. I'm okay. I get it. Listen, John, you are so in the middle of such a unique time.
I am. We are. It's, I realize I'm here. I'm covering the White House, but we all are. And, you know, I experienced this. I never thought I'd see, what we saw in the 1990s with Bill Clinton. But, you know, history has, sometimes the possibility of repeating itself. And we're seeing that to a certain extent with President Trump.
Yeah.
We'll have to wait and see what happens. But I do think that that wasn't the last hearing concerning a lot of these issues that Elijah Cummings, the chairman of the House Oversight Committee, is going to have before the public. So, yes, you know, there's some private, behind-closed-doors hearings happening today in the House Intelligence Committee. We had another Senate Intelligence Committee closed-door hearing on Tuesday. But we're going to have more of these public hearings like the one we saw yesterday with Michael Cohen over the course of the next few months. I have no doubt about it.
John Decker, one of the best journalists going right now in the world, on the phone with me with Fox News Radio. Okay, so tell me, if you had $100 and I'm giving you 1,000-to-1 odds, who would you put it on in the window of the Democratic nominee? Who's emerging out of what will probably be over 20 Democratic nominee for presidents?
Wow. Tough. You know, so it's a tough bet, whatever you want to call it. It's not a bet, but it's tough to say.
What do you say? Yeah.
You know, because Vice President Joe Biden has not gotten into the race yet.
Oh.
I think he changes the dynamic of things if he does get into the race. But if you just base upon, and also Beto O'Rourke has not gotten into the race yet. He changes the dynamic, I think, for Iowa. So it's premature. It's premature to say who's going to be the Democratic nominee because we don't know who all of the nominees will be just yet.
Well, and if Beto wants to knock down whatever is existing on the walls on the border, that's going to be a left-left. And then Joe Biden is kind of your mainstream middle, but will the left allow that? I mean, it's the dynamics here are just crazy.
It is. You know, it's one of those things where, do Democrats take a step back and say, okay, who is the best general election candidate?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Who is the person who can best go up against President Trump? Because that may not be the person who ultimately gets the nomination. You know, it might be the left chooses someone like Bernie Sanders or like Elizabeth Warren, who, quite honestly, they're not strong general election candidates. They lose against President Trump. I have no doubt about it.
I don't think they can go that far left, but we'll see. We never know. I think it's going to be hard to push against the progressives right now. They're pretty vocal. Well, okay, Rolling Stone concert countdown, June in Chicago. Mr. Decker and his wife will be there. It'll be awesome. They see the Mick Jagger on the stage.
Yes, that's right.
And you have your tickets, right? You're ready to go.
Tickets, yes, for everything. Everything's set. I can't wait.
Cool.
It's going to be awesome. And I'm going to be in Chicago.
Illinois.
The best city in the summertime in the entire world, without a doubt, the city of Chicago.
John Decker, keep up your fine reporting, my friend. Good work. We thank you every week.
Thank you, Stevie. Thanks for having me on. I always love being on your show.
I appreciate it. Always love having you. John Decker, one of the really, really good journalists going. And calls it as he sees it. It's just really, really good. Mm-hmm. Real knowledgeable. The only lawyer/reporter in the White House press room.
That's right.
All right, that's it. We're done. We're back tomorrow, Friday.
I want to mention real quick, former track and field Willie Williams died at the age of 87.
Coach Willie Williams.
And coach 82 to 2000 for the Illini. In 1956 in Berlin, he ran the 100-meter jazz in 10.1.
Wow. Willie Williams. Okay, 87.
Mm-hmm.
Stand by. It's the Jeremy Warner Show next. More on the Illini loss in West Lafayette. That's coming up next. Getting ready for the weekend, Northwestern Sunday. More next. Thank you, Diane.
All right. Enjoy the day.
Meet you back on the radio tomorrow. I am Stevie J. That's Diane Ducey. Thank you for listening. Jeremy Warner is next. Have a great Thursday.
The Champaign County Forest Preserve District offers lots of great winter fun.